This is Jay Sekulow. Pressure mounts in Washington on the issue of religious liberty.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think this was a deliberate decision on the part of the president, and it displays his arrogance. Yeah. The man says, I want to dominate the church. I want the church to bow to me.
Life is bigger. It's bigger.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If the president does not reverse the department's attack on religious freedom, then the Congress, acting on behalf of the American people and the Constitution that we're sworn to uphold and defend, must. This attack by the federal government on religious freedom in our country must not stand and will not stand.
We either believe in our Constitution or we don't. And the Constitution says that religious organizations are protected in their expressions of religious beliefs. And if you go in and use the power of the federal government to force a religion to pay for something that the religion teaches is wrong, then you violated that principle. You basically, using that logic, you can force them to do all kinds of things because you think it's a good idea.
Women in this country are tired of being treated like a political football by Republicans in Congress who have tried continually to take away their rights.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The issue we're talking about, of course, which is dominating the news and the ACLJ fully involved in this, is a situation where the White House, through HHS, that's the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, issued a mandate requiring that Christian-affiliated, and that would include, of course, Catholic hospitals, Christian hospitals, not only distribute contraceptives, which violates Catholic teaching, but also drugs that are considered by many to be abortifacients. And they're given a one-year, quote, grace period to comply. Well, all this means is that the religious freedom of these institutions have stopped at the altar of abortion. And this is now getting quite a bit of attention, not only nationally at the grassroots level, but Jordan, we've got now Democrats, this is bipartisan now, saying this policy has to go.
That's right. I mean, let me just go through a list. They're high profile. How about President Obama's former handpicked DNC chair? He was also the former governor of Virginia, now a candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia. You know the name, Tim Kaine. I mean, a major national Democratic Party player, former governor, former DNC chair. Now he's on the ballot. Very critical of this. He himself is a Catholic. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, again, someone else who has really towed the line. He says he's very committed to life. You know, his father was famously committed to life as the governor of Pennsylvania, but he did vote for Obamacare, and he's now very upset as the other Catholics who supported this because they never thought Health and Human Services would use their administrative power to go around Congress to go at basically target Catholics. The House Democratic Caucus Chairman, John Larson, so another congressman, and Congressman Dan Lipinski from Illinois. These are all Democrats, and these are the most high profile when it comes to the issue of trying to bridge the gap between Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate on issues of life.
And they are getting, the pushback on the White House is starting to mount in huge proportions. We're going to play some more of this when we come back. We'll be joined by Jeff Sertiza, one of our senior lawyers. By the way, we're litigating these cases, folks, but this is where you come in. Jordan, it is critical right now as this pressure mounts that we hear that we want to have a broad base of support that we take to HHS and demand the retraction, both to the president and to HHS. We need a really broad base of support here.
All right. I mean, this is Democrats and independents. Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, who's now an independent, but caucuses with Democrats, that he has also tweeted that he was totally opposed to what the administrative has done. It's an attack on religious freedom. This is a bipartisan stand to say we don't go there. You know, we protect everybody's right to religious freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255. You ever think it's just all about conservatives? These are all Democrats and now independent that we're talking about. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. This is totally bipartisan, and all it's about, basic religious freedom rights. 877.
That's right, Jordan. Go ahead.
877-989-2255.
Be It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is one of the biggest federal power grabs on the issue of religious liberty that I can remember. The idea that the federal government is telling basically the Catholic Church and any other religious organization, you must do this, even though it violates your religious conscience. And by the way, this is in the backdrop, of course, of the Obamacare health bill, health law. That's what's happening here, that we are now trumping religious freedom, First Amendment rights, and bowing down at the altar, if you will, of the Obama Planned Parenthood industry, if you will. And I say that because what you've got here is a clear violation of fundamental religious liberty. The idea that a religious institution can be told you must distribute something that you find morally offensive or violating your religious conscience is frankly absurd. But that's exactly what Kathleen Sebelius has done. And then she says, oh, don't worry, we're giving you a one-year, and I love this, grace period to figure out how to implement it. Well, that's not the way it works, folks. I want you to join with us. I want you to stand with us on this attack on religious liberty. We're going to get this repealed. We've got lawyers working on it right away. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition or ACLJ.org. Jeff Surtees is senior counsel with the ACLJ. We had Frank Mannion on yesterday. Jeff, and I want to address this both Jeff and Jordan, we're litigating these cases right now. We've been litigating these conscience cases for a long time, but this new attack from the White House through HHS really, Jeff, is unprecedented in scope.
It is unprecedented, Jay. You know, it's no hyperbole. It's no exaggeration to say that this is the single most outrageous, outlandish assault on religious civil liberties by any United States president. You know, Jay, never before has a presidential administration, you know, with a stroke of a pen and a press release, directly affected so many religious believers and groups. You know, and these believers and groups have let it be known that they're not going to stand for it. We now have bipartisan support in Congress trying to do something about this. You know, bishops throughout the country, Catholic bishops throughout the country, have let it be known that they will not comply. So this truly is a showdown, and there is only one thing the White House can do and should do in this situation: pack up and retreat. There can be no compromise when it comes to religious civil liberties.
Now, Jordan, we know that over the weekend that the White House sent out through the Air Force, Army, through the military chaplains, that they would not allow portions of the bishop's letters to be read on military bases during a Catholic mass. So you actually had the government telling, this is incredible to me, folks, the government telling the priest inside the military what they can and cannot say because of this very issue about the contraceptives and abortifacients.
Yes, they were saying that they would be telling, you know, the officers who swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and to serve the Commander-in-Chief that it would be too controversial because it said we can't follow these laws. Now, Jeff made a good point. The laws don't go into effect until, you know, at least a year, and they're still open to compromise. So issuing that statement now, it wasn't like if they all agreed they were breaking the law the next day, but so they had them actually edit out the bishop's remarks, you know, that are drafted to be delivered to all Catholics in the United States, and had those edited specially for the military, as if the men and women who volunteer to serve our country and risk their lives can't hear a message that's not edited by their religious leaders. And get this, Dad, Politico reported this morning that you had Vice President Biden and former Chief of Staff Bill Daley, both Catholics, both who understand the reach of this issue, who warned that the mandate would be seen as a government intrusion on religious institutions, and that even moderate Catholic voters in battleground states would be alienated. But President Obama sided with a group of mostly female advisors. I think what they're trying to say, that's the Planned Parenthood crowd saying, no, it's really not a big deal. Women are going to like this. Don't listen to Catholic leaders and don't listen to a bunch of male Catholic bishops on this issue. And what we're seeing now is that Bill Daley and Vice President Biden were absolutely right. And Jeff, you're seeing that in the Catholic Church as well. It doesn't really matter where you are on the political scale, left to right, conservative to, you know, Republican or Democrat. People understand this was targeted at Catholics and Catholics alone this time.
That's exactly right, Jordan. You know, Catholic commentators, Catholic believers who are more on the left side of the political spectrum have said and defended Obamacare when that was that was coming up for the vote and the passage into law and everything else. Now they are saying, wait a minute, what did we agree to here? We did not agree to Obamacare. When we agreed to Obamacare, we did not agree that our religious civil liberties would be taken away from us. This president has gone too far. And they're beginning to rethink their support of all of this now, because they have been put in the position of supporting Obama now, and now saying, wait a minute, he's now coming after us. So they are beginning to see the truth of the matter, that when they signed on to supporting Obamacare, they've actually ended up signing on to the government taking away their religious civil liberties, and they're beginning to say, wait a minute, we're not going to stand for it.
Let me take it a step further, folks, and this is where we need you involved. Understand this. You've got the First Amendment bowing down to the altar of the abortion industry. That is what this is all about. And the White House right now is not retracting. In fact, Jay Carney says, this is our position. We're proud of our position. We need to send a message to the White House, to HHS, that we're not going to have religious liberty bow down to the altar of abortion. Here's the number for you to sign on to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Of course, you can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we got Jeff on the phone. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, let me just say this. We can add another very high-profile Democrat to the list of those who have now publicly said they have told the White House they are opposed to this. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, very influential U.S. senator, again, seen as more moderate, you know, former astronaut. You know him. You've seen him on television. Bill Nelson has now made it clear and public in the news in the Florida press. He is also opposed to this, so add that to the list we went through earlier in the program. We'll go through it again in the next segment of the show just to see how wide the bipartisan support is to stop what the Obama administration is trying to do here. Let's go to Beth calling from New York on line 5. Beth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good. How are you?
I've been better. It's really frustrating. I'm a 30-year-old. I am kind of with the feminist movement. I've been birth control most of my life. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Catholic. But I understand that the amendment is separation of church and state. That was actually originally made to keep the church separate. Keep the state out of the church.
Yeah, right.
Church out of the state.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately what's happened here. It's turned it upside down. And what's interesting about your call, you're not a Catholic. This is not a Catholic issue. Jeff, you know, we need to be very clear here. This is anybody that's concerned about religious freedom. Because if the government could do this to the Catholic Church, which they have done, by the way, not could they have done it. The Catholic Church is now fighting back, or people within the church are fighting back. We are mounting our legal challenges as well, getting ready with those. But this is an attack on fundamental religious liberty, on anybody that takes their conscience seriously here, and we've been in court on these issues.
That's exactly right, Jay. You know, yeah, this is just not an attack on Catholics. By no means. It is an attack on all people of religious belief, all people that are opposed on religious grounds to providing or selling or somehow supporting drugs with an abortifacient mechanism of action, sterilization and contraception. And because this is an attack on religious civil liberties, it's an attack on the United States Constitution. And because it is an attack on the United States Constitution, it's an attack on every single American citizen. What kind of precedent is this that President Obama thinks that he can advance an ideology to the point where the Constitution doesn't mean anything? This is dangerous for a president to think. You know, it used to be that I can advance my ideology, but I can't go beyond the boundaries of what the Constitution allows. Here, the Constitution doesn't mean a thing to this president. And he is, today actually, apparently, ABC News is reporting that he told the Democratic caucus that he is not going to waver from this position. So if he wants a showdown, we'll give him the showdown and we'll show him where he's wrong.
All right, Jeff Surtees, senior counsel for the ACLJ. Thanks for your hard work on this. Keep us posted as we fight this one out. This is going to be a long battle, folks. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Folks, you heard it. So the president's saying, Jordan, he wants to fight it out. So we've got to get ready. We've got litigation being ready. In fact, I've been emailing during the break here, not during the break, during the broadcast, to our lawyers getting things ready. Jordan, the Democratic pickup on this is going to be significant. But at the end of the day here, it's going to be the American people expressing outrage that says enough is enough. We're not going to have our religious liberty stopped over this.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing, and I'll run through the list again, Dad, just very quickly, because I think it's so important because we've done it a couple times. You've got the former DNC chair who was handpicked by President Obama, head of the Democrat Party. He was also the Virginia governor. He is pro-life. He's a Democrat moderate. He's now a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Tim Kaine, a Catholic, outspoken against what he was handpicked to lead the Democrat National Party. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, again, Democrat. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, former governor of West Virginia, Democrat. The chair of the House Democrat Caucus, John Larson, Connecticut. First district there, Democrat, opposed. Rep. Dan Lipinski from Illinois, Democrat, opposed. Senator Joe Lieberman, now an independent, was the Democratic Party's vice presidential nominee in 2004. He is opposed, and now today also add Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, Vice President Biden, and former chief of staff for President Obama, Bill Daley.
All right, folks, this is a bipartisan issue, and we need bipartisan support from all 50 states. We've got a petition demanding the retraction. We've got legal work going on. You go to ACLJ.org. You sign on to that petition at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is a fundamental fight for religious freedom, folks. We need you to engage this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's fight back now.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. The outrage continues. Let me play Senator Manchin's Democrats' statement about this whole issue. Again, we're talking about the Catholic Church being told you must distribute contraceptives, which violates their conscience, abortifacient drugs, violating their conscience, but this could apply to anybody, folks. Let's play it, number 23.
First of all, it shouldn't be political. And next of all, I've tried everything possible. I was on a conference call December the 3rd talking to the White House, strongly opposing the direction I thought they were going, and asked them to consider it before they did it. Then they went ahead and invoked the rule. And I, on February the 3rd, wrote a letter to the president asking him to repeal it. I thought it was wrong and encroachment on religious freedom and Constitution. And that's really what it should be.
And so you've got, folks, I want everybody to understand this, Jordan. It's very important. We'll get some calls here. The Democrats and Republicans are saying this is an encroachment on religious freedom. You are having the abortion industry requiring us to have the First Amendment bow down to their agenda.
Yeah, absolutely right. This is all about the abortion industry. This is all about Planned Parenthood. President Obama has pledged that he would institute their policies. It's not just the actual abortion procedure. It's all the steps. And one of those steps, getting rid of the conscience clause so that everyone has got access to the stuff that Planned Parenthood wants them to, because that's all about changing society, because that is what you say. They are so obsessed with abortion and all of those issues surrounding it. So this is step one. And then step two will be, okay, there's no conscience protections for the church when it comes to their insurance programs for any other institutions affiliated with the religious, with the denomination. Now, part two will be, and there's no more conscience protection for the doctor, the nurse, and then for any places. So there's no conscience protections that for institutions or individuals. This is the institutional one. Next will be individuals, because if they can do one, they can do the other.
Well, you know what the situation is here? This is what you got to be concentrating on, folks. You got the government doing all this. I mean, you got the government telling the churches what they must and have to do with their internal operations. That's what the First Amendment was designed to protect. Again, take a stand on this. Join with thousands of others, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. When you call that number, you're adding your name to a petition, going to Kathleen Sebelius, the head of HHS, going to the White House, demanding. There's no compromise here. This policy has to go. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who's next?
Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to, I think, Ronald from Colorado on line one. Ronald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Hi, Ronald.
I want to say that I'm glad that we have a show like yours to inform us, Jay.
Thank you.
It's a really good thing. And second, I wonder who Obama thinks he is that he could possibly slap these mandates on people.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, you do a lot of political work. The political calculation here makes absolutely no sense to me. Why they did this from a political move.
Well, and he was warned by people who understood the effect this would have in the Catholic community, not just to conservative Catholics who were very involved, you know, who would have opposed President Obama on the abortion issue, on Obamacare, but even they said to moderates. And who were the people advising President Obama of this? His own vice president, Joe Biden, his own chief of staff, now former chief of staff, Bill Daley, and they both have a pulse because they are Catholics inside the community. And they warned the president. This was reported today in Politico, the Chicago Sun-Times now reported, and they warned him and they said that if you do this, you have the potential to enrage all Catholics, regardless of where they are on the political scale of left to right, because they will see that this is a direct target to them. It's only them, and you're focusing on them, and this is what will happen, and now it is.
You know, one of the other things that was said, and this was, to me, so absurd, they said, well, we'll give you an exemption if the Catholic hospital, for instance, only serves Catholics. If you just serve Catholics, we're not going to make you do this. So it was interesting because there's a statement. So what are you going to do? Have the, upon admission of an emergency, somebody check for baptismal certificates? Listen to what Father Jonathan Morris from Fox News had to say, number 7.
You know what they've said? We've come halfway. We've offered olive branches. You know what the two olive branches they've offered? They've said, number one, as long as you're only ministering or serving people of your own faith, you get an exemption. You think a Catholic hospital is going to be checking baptismal certificates at the door to make sure that they're Catholic?
All right, folks, there you go. I mean, I couldn't say it any better myself. It's outrageous. Again, ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. We've got a lot of information posted there as well on the website at ACLJ.org. Or express your concern directly, we the people, 1-877-989-2255. That's signing this petition, 1-877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who's next?
Holly's calling from Arkansas on line 4. Holly, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Holly.
My question to you is the finding out that the Coleman, Susan G. Coleman Foundation,
right,
is going back on, you know, her word about the on the supporting Planned Parenthood. And I was wondering if there is going to be a petition for that.
Well, they're a private organization. They made their decision. So that's different. This is government action here. And, Jordan, that's why this is getting support inside Congress. You've got Congressman, the majority leader, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Here's what he said, number 20.
If the president does not reverse the department's attack on religious freedom, then the Congress, acting on behalf of the American people and the Constitution that we're sworn to uphold and defend, must. This attack by the federal government on religious freedom in our country must not stand and will not stand.
Jordan, what is your sense of what's going to happen on Capitol Hill as this matures over the next few days here? This is getting a lot of attention right now.
Well, listen, I mean, you got legislation moving. You've got Speaker Boehner saying we'll do anything possible. We're looking at the legal options. We had Jeff Surtees on. And so the administration has a decision. Do they want to possibly risk getting a piece of legislation on the president's desk where he then has to make the call whether he vetoes it or not? Do they backtrack and do the right thing here? Or do they push ahead, have him veto it, and go to court? That wouldn't happen before, you know, fully, it wouldn't come out fully before the election. But is he going to isolate Catholic voters that way? Who, again, he was warned, Vice President Biden, his former chief of staff, Bill Daley, that you do this, it's not about just conservative Catholics. This is all Catholics. This is not going to be a good reaction. This is not the right thing to do. We don't do this in the United States. And he cited with Planned Parenthood. The question is, does he realize with all the Democrats we've gone through moving our way on the issue very clearly opposed to the president, with all of the legal options available, with the legislation moving, does he want to have to actually issue a veto or sign their law, which then will upset Planned Parenthood? Or can they backtrack here? They've got the ability right now, Dad, to step in. This was an administrative order, not an act of Congress. They can stop this on their own, but it will take all of us, not just Catholics, all of us who care about religious freedom, to stand up right now.
Let me play just a little bit of soundbite number 18. This is from Marco Rubio. I'm just going to play the first few sentences, then I'm going to give you the call to action, folks.
We either believe in our Constitution or we don't. And the Constitution says that religious organizations are protected in their expressions of religious beliefs. And if you go in and use the power of the federal government to force a religion to pay for something that the religion teaches is wrong, then you violated that principle. You basically, using that logic, you can force them to do all kinds of things because you think it's a good idea.
All right, we're talking about fundamental constitutional freedom and liberty here, folks. We need everybody to engage on this. We've got a petition going to HHS. We've got a petition going to the White House. We are going doing legal work on it right now. We need your help. This is where you come in. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online right on the website, ACLJ.org. Have your voice heard, added to this petition, or go to your phones right now. Jordan's going to give you that number. You go to your phones. You take a stand for religious freedom for everybody today.
Folks, here is the number you call, 877-989-2255. You're joining Democrats, Republicans, Catholics, conservatives, liberals, the Vice President of the United States, the former Chief of Staff to President Obama. Call now, 877-989-2255. Protect religious freedom for all, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.